Now we know we're in trouble. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember 1993, beginning of the Clinton administration, President's catastrophic attempt to put openly gay recruits into the military? It was catastrophic because nobody with any influence in the military supported it. And one of the biggest non-supporters was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time, General John Shalikashvili. He argued that the military just wasn't ready. To acknowledge that gay people had, in fact, been serving with distinction for years would have been too burdensome for troops and commanders. It would lower morale, harm recruitment, and undermine unit cohesion, all because, well, nobody could really say why. I recall some veterans telling me that it was fear of being looked at a certain way in the shower. But you'd think that men trained to jump from planes and charge onto a battlefield under fire ought to be able to handle a shower stare. So we got Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and a steady stream of stories about gay people being drummed out despite skills you'd think would be pretty useful, like being able to fight and speaking Arabic. But all that has changed now. General Shalikashvili now says, in an op-ed in the New York Times, that enough time has passed to reconsider the policy. Maybe it's because we've had TV series like Queer Eye, possibly Will and Grace. In any case, the general now endorses, quote, a measured and prudent approach to change. Coincidentally, this little trial balloon comes just as the military is looking for ways to surge the number of troops in Iraq. You know, some commentator once said that the way you'll know we're really in trouble over there is when the military decides gay people are okay after all. Actually, I believe that commentator was me. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.